Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks Sunday, the 26th of April of the year 2020, and happy birthday today to Lumpy Stud Channing Tatum and wordy thought lifters David Hume and Ludwig Wittgenstein. In history, on this day, in 1514, Copernicus made his first observation of Saturn, famously recording his words as, "Hey, I think that's Saturn." In 1928, on this day, Madame Tussaud's waxwork exhibition reopened in London after a fire which briefly turned the entire building into Madame Tussaud's lit candles emporium. Your guest for today is man's man and returning podcast guest, James Nokise. James, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Alice, and may the blessings of Jacinda Ardern be upon you and your people.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back, as always. And as always on the weekends, we take a step back from the treacherous jungle that is the 24-hour news cycle and breathe a respite in the humble but welcoming tribal village that is The Weekend Magazine. This Weekend Magazine's top feature section is a new New Zealand feature section, but first, some features we won't have time for. In the Weekend Magazine today, a lounging special feature with tips from celebrity trainers about how to lounge around your own home with proper technique. Horizontally on a fainting couch, sort of in a weird Z shape, bendy across a large chaise maybe, or a couch or sofa, and again directly flat if you're lying on the floor. And also in the Weekend Magazine, a taking the first S out of pests section, which shows you how to turn household vermin into beloved members of your family pet spectrum. Put a hat on a spider, name all your mice, teach a non-singing cockroach how to sing, with a two-page spread on how to identify which vermin are the most fun to attribute character traits to, and a step-by-step guide on how to enjoy creatures which might formerly have filled you with dread. And that's all we have time for the feature sections we won't have time for, because of course, now your ads. And it's time for your ad section now, because the discontent of the masses is easily salved with enough bread and circuses, or modern Instagram equivalents. Enjoy the sounds of the rainforest with Andy Zaltzman's new Sounds of the Rainforest meditation track. The moist dripping of condensation from leaves, the horrifyingly evocative sound of bonobos fucking, the spine-tingling sound of a parrot realizing it's lost its one true love, the minor mimic bird realistically able to mimic gunfire, trail derailment, and a 14-year-old high achiever getting a C on a test. Sounds of the Rainforest by Andy Zaltzman, including a director's commentary track, which is just Andy saying, "Oh no." And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Half a Glass of Water Expanded Edition. If you have half a glass of water but aren't quite ready to drink it, but are also in need of some refreshment, take your fingers, take your first four fingers of your hand, including your thumb but not including your little finger, dip them gently into half a glass of water, just the tips, turn it towards your face, and then flick it, just turn your little hand into a star really quickly. It's a refreshing burst of refreshment brought to you by Half a Glass of Water and The Last Post. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Flame Retardant Carpet. All the problems of traditional carpet, but you're not sure what's in it and it's probably giving you cancer right now. And if you buy now or touch a door handle, we'll give you a bonus electric shock per meter of flame retardant carpet. Comes in industrial eggshell or institutional teal.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top feature of the Weekend Magazine, your feature section discussing New Zealand. James Nokise, you're one of the closest humans to New Zealand right now, given that humans aren't generally allowed on board that mysterious landmass off the coast of New Zealand. Please tell us what's happening.
Thank you, Alice. I'm here in Aotearoa Old New Zealand, sometimes known as New Zealand, not to be confused with Old Zealand, which of course is known as just Zealand, as opposed to New Zealand or Aotearoa New Zealand, which is the closest country to New Zealand. And the news coming out is rather suspicious because there has been zero cases of COVID-19 coronavirus in the squid population of the New Zealanders. Of course, they were self-isolating before the pandemic. Pandemic due to the fact that they were self-isolating from everyone, hence why they're New Zealanders. But it is highly suspicious because of the timing that they would simply show up and then this pandemic has come out.
Yes, so the mysterious octopus tribes, the Federated Octopus Tribes of New Zealand, certainly have been reacting oddly to the spread of the coronavirus. And they did publish their flag, if you remember the controversial flag that was just an octopus person standing atop a pile of human bodies that caused some controversy at the time. Although, of course, the octopus people claimed that it was purely a symbolic and abstract picture to their people. So, there is some suspicion. Has new evidence come out then?
Actually, I'm just being asked if I can issue an apology to the people of New Zealand, the octopus people, because I referred to them as squids just a few moments ago. And of course, squids and octopus are very different. They look nothing alike, really. And there's no place for that kind of generalized racial profiling within professional journalism. Well, I think what sparked off a lot of this controversy, Alice, is the government of New Zealand offering other countries PPE equipment on January the 8th. Mm. Where did they get these masks from? How do they use them? Were they for underwater? How does that even work?
Yes,
many questions which we still do not have answers to.
They did offer a number of respirators also, but that didn't work at all for human physiognomy. The argument that has been made, at least in public, is that they presented the masks to people on the 8th of January purely to cover their horrible people faces and that it had nothing to do with the upcoming virus.
Obviously, they could get away with masks were being people from underwater who are suddenly above water. But I think we were all a bit suspicious when the gowns showed up as well, and why the gloves were even there. I mean, just watching them all try and put the gloves on the tentacle. It's just a very strange visual.
Well, at least you can never accuse the octopus people of being indistinguishable from one another, which is a traditional racist trope against races that you don't particularly like. You say, they all look the same to me. But because the octopus people are constantly changing colour and patterning, even one of them doesn't look the same as itself from minute to minute.
Although if I could draw your attention to a few minutes ago, Alice, when I referred to an entire race of octopus people as squids.
Well, thank you. That's all we have time for your top feature section on this weekend magazine, Day of Joy. Now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and co-host, insert name here, please don't make me look dumb, I hate looking dumb. That's you today, James. I can't see you. I'm only reading your writing, so you just sound dumb. I recently ordered Savage, Alice Fraser's feature-length documentary about the life and times of legendary WWE wrestler Macho Man Randy Savage. I ordered the documentary off Josh Gondelman's Amazon Prime disruptor site, Amazon Crime. What I received was a repeating gif of Andy Zaltzman looking into the camera and yelling both his and the Macho Man's famous catchphrase, "Oh yeah." I continued watching this gif for the total advertised runtime of the documentary, which was 1 hour and 3 minutes and 50 seconds. The Macho Man was never once mentioned. Can I please have my money back? Matt. Any words of advice for Matt here, James?
I'd actually be doing a lot of Macho Man finger twirls and spins, because what you have in your hands is the incredibly rare Zaltzman edition of Savage. It is the Willy Wonka golden ticket of Amazon comedy specials. And what you need to do, if it's not for you, is get on an internet flogging site, because as the Macho Man used to say, the cream always rises to the top. And no, I don't know what that means.
Thank you so much for sending a letter into the editor, Matt. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. James Nokise. James, thank you for coming. Is there anything that you have to plug?
Oh, just reminding listeners that Nish Kumar and myself have an upcoming book tour for our joint project, The Joy of Sex with Robots. I've got a lot of the writing done, and I'm just waiting on Nish to send through those video files.
That's such an upsetting image. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. Please, if you have Amazon Prime, do watch my special, Savage. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and I say to him, as I say every day, good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Corbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Corbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.